This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, March 9th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's been 68 days since we rang in the new year. Resolutions were made, and many of us threw in the towel on the second Friday of January, Quitter's Day. Others of us may still be working toward our goals. Last Saturday, Old Stuff Day, we learned we could make an effort to declutter all aspects of our life. Beyond just our physical stuff, we could unburden ourselves of our old ideas, release toxic feelings, and replace friends we may have outgrown with new, more nourishing relationships. We learned that bad habits can be broken by following the 20-minute cycle. Resist temptation to do whatever we consider our bad habit for just 20 minutes, and then the urge passes, and we're closer to being free of our negative habits. We've made room for new good habits, which can take us as little as 18 days to develop. In fact, some studies say that when we repeat something and link it to a specific time or activity, we can develop a new habit in as few as 5 days. We can move toward living our best and getting our act together by letting go and moving on. We can break the negative habits we may have and take up the challenge to go forward. Today, Get Over It Day, is the perfect day to let go of our negative judgments and frustrations and guilt. We can take a breath and we can start with a clean slate. We're no longer the person we were even just yesterday. The person we are today can map a path to where we want to be and start a new journey to success right here in this very moment. First, we need to set a goal and make it specific and attainable. For example, I plan to walk 10,000 steps, and I promised myself I would do that at lunch. So I did do that in small increments. First it was 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, and finally I did get to my 10. I did add a goal. I plan to walk to a local coffee shop and have a latte with a friend. That spoonful of sugar made things feel less like a chore and more like something pleasant that I could do every day. And therefore I succeeded. So if you have a goal to set, perhaps the best thing that we can do is set it, put a time and date to it, add a little bit of sugar to sweeten it, and then work towards it. And then, as we get closer to success, we can pat ourselves on the back. However, we're all human, and if we misstep or miss a day, we can just look at it as being on pause and resume as soon as possible. No need to carry any guilt forward. Each of us is unique, and in reality, there is no magic number of days to convert a goal to a positive habit. With that being said, today, National Get Over It Day, is the perfect day to release whatever negatives we're carrying around, whatever is holding us back. It's a day to start fresh, to lighten our load for having let it go. It's time to move on, to start a new chapter. Let's leave regrets, pent-up anger, disappointments behind us. And most importantly, let's forgive ourselves for whatever was and resolve to live our best and build a future, a positive future, starting now. We may have set resolutions and goals with the best of intentions, and there's nothing wrong to admit defeat and to start afresh. Perhaps having learned a lesson. Today is our day to let it go and reboot, to kickstart and to set a new path. So let's say goodbye to the should-have-dones, the if-onlys, and the what-ifs. Let's forgive and forget. Let's forgive and forget ourselves and others. Let's step forward into I will, and let's move on. Whatever the it is, we need to put it behind us. Let's just get over it, deal with it as best we can, and then once we've let it go, we'll be glad that we did. It's possible to release things and move forward once we realize that our old stuff isn't good for us. So, in a moment, we're going to hear health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl and Dr. Vivian Brown. We're going to speak with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. We're going to deal with exercise and fitness with Christine, the health coach. We're going to get accessibility tips from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. We'll chat with Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. We'll learn more from our realtor and get smart real estate solutions from Sharon Parenteau. I'll be your wardrobe doctor with a fashion tip and lots more of ground to cover. So let's get started with one important message and welcome Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial to the show. We'll have one important message about organ donation and then start on a path to our financial well-being. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, I'm happy to welcome financial planner Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. We met Kevin on a few occasions thanks to Ron Fox of GlidePath Portfolio Services, who's with us once a month. Ron explained that he's a specialist in the medical field, and he works exclusively with financial planners who are people who are the general doctors or general practitioners of investing. So Kevin is a financial planner, and he's kindly committed to joining the From a Woman's Perspective team, and he's going to share his knowledge and experience so we can live well and get ahead in life by making our money work for us and build our future. So we'll just get started by introducing Kevin and let him tell us a little about who he is and why he does what he does. So good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you today?
I'm fine, and I'm looking forward to learning from you about investing money. So who is Kevin Giffen?
Kevin Giffen is a 30-year experienced financial planner, CFP, CLU, ETC. I've actually done training and taught people about what I do. Essentially, what I try to help people do is get clarity over their money and discuss the possibilities that present themselves to them, that they can do with their money. And I help navigate the labyrinth that is the financial services business and the myriad of products, services, and strategies, and help my clients clarify what's appropriate for them so that they can live their best lives with the money and the assets that they've accumulated.
And with 30 years of experience, I guess your passion is getting good results. So are most of the people that started with you still with you?
Oh, yes, actually. Yes, I have clients of mine that have been clients of mine since 1988. And I was reminded the other day of one of my clients who, he said, you know why I'm with you? And I said, no, actually, I don't. I mean, you've been a client of mine for 32 or 3 years. And he related the story to me. He says, I came in one day looking to invest some money. And you started asking me questions about my life and my circumstances. And I had admitted that, you know, he admitted that he was divorced and that he was behind on his support payments. And my advice to him was, why don't you get level with those support payments? It's the best thing that you could do with your money. A year later, he came back in, and I remembered him. and we he became a client of mine. And about 4 or 5 years ago, he reminded me of the story. And I said, yeah, frankly, I'd forgotten. And he said, yeah. And he said, the answer you gave me told me that you were more concerned with me than you were with my money in a positive way, that I wasn't just trying to get assets, but I was, in fact, trying to help this person navigate his financial life. And that was so gratifying. It would probably be a very unusual story for a whole pile of financial advisors when you tell somebody, get level with your support payment.
Well, you know, when we were talking earlier, in fact, I tried to reach you a couple times. You told me, Marilyn, sorry, I'm visiting clients because this is the time of year I touch base. And before I ask you for a weekly tip, I'd just like to understand how you work with people, because I thought it was quite special.
So what I do is I make sure that I see my clients twice a year. COVID kind of got in the way of that, but I'm really trying to make an effort to, and insisting really, on seeing people twice a year. The beginning of the year is, I call it the State of the Nations Tour, and it really is that. It is, how is my money done last year relative to our plan, and are we on track for what our plan projections have said we need to be in order to meet our current financial needs and future estate and financial needs. And then the second meeting is in the end of the year, call it the, you know, mid-late fall to perhaps early winter, and that's the where are we going tour. And that's where we sit back and go, is there anything coming down the pipe that we need to make accommodations for? Changes in family status, changes in business status, changes in, you know, market status, changes in their relationship with their money. Are they moving from the accumulation phase of their life to the deaccumulation phase of their life? What issues are coming? Are there grandkids? Are there weddings? Those kinds of things, and see if I can do some forward planning, maybe make some recommendations as to how they change, where their money is coming from, maybe the mix of where that income is coming from to accommodate their future needs.
So that sounds very personal. And if someone wanted to talk to you and they're your client, they just pick up the phone and call you directly. Is that how it works?
I try to be accessible. I mean, the phone number that I've given you and that you've given out is my cell number. And I've had clients call me, you know, sadly, one of my clients is not well. She's likely dying this year. And she loses track of time. And it's not uncommon for her to call me on a Sunday. And she'll apologize. And I go, no problem. What do you need? It's not that I've got, you know, so many clients that I'm inundated with phone calls. I'm not. But if somebody calls me, they need me.
So, Kevin,
if I could help them.
We have just a minute or two. Do you have one short tip that can start our launch to our segments from week to week?
I think the thing that I do most is I try to have my clients connect with their money. A lot of times people make decisions one at a time, frequently with different people, and most often under different circumstances and at different times. And what happens is they end up creating this financial junk drawer. They have a variety of things that don't quite work together. And what we try to do as planners is to help the pieces meld together and work in some kind of coherent way so that people are getting the best outcome from what they've accumulated in their savings and their assets.
So is it ever too late to switch lanes and ask Kevin Giffen to look after a financial plan and help them find their comfort and their comfort zone, I guess?
No, it's never too late. It's never too late, you know, because there's always something that we can do. We may not be able to satisfy the dream because we can't create things. But if we can find ways to enhance what you've done so that you get more out of what you've done, then we're helping to move your needle in a positive way.
So if anyone listening wants to get a second opinion or find out whether their plan is right for them, Kevin Giffen, he's an enabler. He'll hold your hand through a process. FullCircleFinancial.ca is his website. And Kevin, what number shall we give out if people want to reach you and talk to you and just have a conversation about their financial plans?
416-708-6229.
416-708-6229. Kevin will be on the sponsor expert list with a link to his website and this phone number. It isn't difficult to get yourself in order. It does take an expert to guide you and be your GPS. And Kevin willingly has done this for 30 years, and he gives personal service. If this resonates with you, please call him, have a conversation, and know that it's never too late to have a new financial direction. 416-708-6229. And Kevin, welcome aboard. Welcome to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. I look forward to more tips week to week.
Thank you, Marilyn. I'm looking forward to as well. Love talking about my topics and my business and helping people. So looking forward to this. Thank you.
Likewise, we'll talk soon. Actually, next week, Kevin.
All right. In the meantime, everyone have a great week.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So many of my patients will come into my clinic with concerns about their digestion, and a well-functioning digestive system is really essential for our overall well-being. You know, when we think of food, our digestive system and the food, it's really provides vital nutrients that fuel energy, growth, cellular repair, so many things that our digestion does. And when your digestive system is not optimal, you know, or when it is optimal, you don't really think about it. But when issues arise, they can have widespread effects on our overall well-being. So when we think about why we're not digesting properly, I'm going to point out two things that I wanted to focus on that I often discuss with my patients. So certainly stress, as we know, can have a big impact on our lives, but stress and digestion are really closely linked. And we've all felt, for example, butterflies in our stomach, that queasy feeling that really accompanies that intense nervousness or excitement. But when our brain senses external factors like stress, it releases chemicals, and it actually diverts the blood flow away from our digestive system towards organs, and those are important for our survival, for example. But over time, chronically elevated stress hormones can actually lead to impaired digestion function. And really the key is being aware of our stressors, because they can have a really powerful first step to improving our digestion. So at my clinic, I often will recommend things like acupuncture, massage, Reiki treatments, because they can actually powerfully improve our digestion, because the practices that we provide, for example, reduce stress by allowing us to tune into our thoughts, and it can help to increase blood flow to the digestive system and improving the function. So next week I'm going to talk about some other points, for example, all about the gut microbiome and enzyme issues and some other things that really can help to improve our digestion. In the meantime, if people have some questions, they have some digestive issues, they can certainly give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
You can have good digestion instead of indigestions. Just give Dr. Betty a call at 905-707-2001. A complimentary 15-minute consultation is yours, and then you'll be on the way to having good digestion. Thank you, Dr. Betty, for that tip, and look forward to learning more about digestion next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to explain more about how we each can hear our best, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Let It Go Day is an interesting concept. We share a common trait that we all have encountered some form of trauma. Be it physical or emotional, this trauma conditions us to avoid the thing that caused the trauma in the first place. For today, I have a story to share about how one of our clients had this exact experience, which caused him from living and enjoying hearing well for over 6 years. This story's main character is named Roger. Roger came to us by referral from a friend. When Roger came to see us, he was having a great deal of difficulty hearing well. What makes this story so interesting is that Roger tried hearing aids about 6 years ago, but had such a negative experience, he decided that there was no way he would subject himself to that again. However, he knew that his hearing loss was causing a great deal of difficulty at home and with his family. It had been 6 years that Roger set foot in a hearing clinic because of what happened previously at another hearing clinic. Now, naturally, when Roger did decide to try again, he discussed what had happened to him the last time he tried hearing aids. We took all the necessary precautions not to repeat the same issue. Roger was tested and fit again with one of our hearing aid solutions. We followed up with him in about a week, and after his fitting, he was doing quite well, but he needed a few adjustments. I can gladly say that it's been 4 years and counting that Roger is hearing well and is successful with his hearing aids. Let It Go Day is for everyone. Letting go is a form of freedom that I hope that everyone gets to experience. Letting go is an opportunity for something new, for something perhaps better than what you would have had. I would encourage everyone to consider letting go of the thing that has weighed you down and become light again.
You sound like me. I agree with you 100%. If someone is having difficulty with hearing aids or has trepidation because they didn't have a good experience, how can we reach you and talk to you and get on the right path?
The best way is to reach out by phone at 416-754-4327. Call, book your appointment. Let's sit down and have a discussion and seeing how we can make you hear better too.
It's not just about putting a hearing aid in your ear. It's about getting the right hearing aid, having it fit properly, and dealing with someone who cares. Everything like that happens with Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, 416-754-4327. When it comes to your hearing, any bad experience, you can let it go today and start fresh with Edmund. Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Edmund, thank you, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have a match to tell you about today that I'm a little bit thrilled about, actually. Diana, just the loveliest lady. I mean, sometimes, you know, what we do is a very emotional business. So sometimes when people go through the process, they're not always the easiest to deal with. But this lady, lovely, lovely person, dating sort of when her started in the service, when her children were sort of older teenagers. and they basically grew up and went on their way while she was a client. She was with the service for well over 2 years, which is an unusual amount of time to be in the service, and she had met like a lot of people. A lot of people. So it's kind of despairing, you know, that I'd ever find the right person for her. And I couldn't understand it because she's just lovely. And she never, ever, you know, made it my fault or anything. She said, oh, no, you know, I'm just picky and it just has to be the right person and just really easy to deal with. Anyway, she met James. And not exactly who I thought she would choose, not because he isn't lovely. He's a lovely, lovely guy. But I always, I was sort of hesitant to match them, and I end up matching them, and it's his first date. And the two of them have totally hit it off. They're very happy. I can't even get hold of them because they are off traveling together, which is great. And but the girls in the office tell me that they're very, very happy and really nice to see, because you always sort of take it very personally when you can't match someone or that someone takes a long time to match. And obviously we can't match everybody that comes to us. Some people are successful. We have about a 75% success rate. But I always really felt very committed to her because she was just so lovely to deal with. So I was so happy when she met James and the two of them have hit it off. So sometimes it works out after all.
Well, I hear so many success stories, and a 75% batting average isn't too bad. Obviously, anyone looking needs to keep trying until they find the right person. But with your coaching and the inventory of people that you have and your experience, it gives us better odds. If someone wants to speak to you and get a consultation, I know it's no obligation. How do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is call our office at 1-877-334-9041, or you can go on our website at mistyriverintros.com. There's a wealth of information on there as well, but you can also book an appointment directly on there, and it's easy to pick out what works for your schedule and just book something online. And then I'll give you a call on that day, and then we'll do a free consultation. It takes about an hour, and I find out all about you, and I'll give you a good idea if we have people that meet your criteria in sufficient numbers that it's worth your while coming on board. And certainly it's a really nice way to meet people. It's very easy, and we give you a lot of information about each match going forward. You get their photos, you get all their information.
So 1-877-334-9041. Ask for Cupid, Linda Miller, and you'll get your answers. And perhaps by the time this show airs in a couple of weeks, you'll be a happy story and have met the right person. That's Linda Miller, Cupid, Misty River Introductions, 1-877-334-9041. Thanks, Linda, and bring a happy story next week, too.
Thanks, Marilyn. Take care. Bye.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. And I have a really important topic to talk about today. There is a measles outbreak in the world, and the World Health Organization says that by the end of 2024, more than half the world will be at risk for measles. You know, in Canada, in the late 90s, we said we had eradicated measles. We had no episodes of measles in our country. But what happened with COVID is a lot of vaccines were not being administered because people weren't going to the doctor, Public health was very busy with COVID, and so our numbers of people that have been properly immunized has fallen off. So there's about 6 or 7 cases in Canada. There's a number of cases in Florida. And I just want to remind everybody listening that measles is not just a rash. Measles can cause deafness. Measles can cause encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain. And measles can be a killer disease. So this is not just a rash, and it's not just for children. In general, in Canada, we give a dose of measles, and it comes as MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, to babies between age 12 and 15 months. And then we give it again either at 18 months or at age 4, but they get a second dose. And so babies and young kids are often protected. Babies under 1 are not well protected, but their system doesn't respond well to the vaccine yet. So we have to keep them protected by keeping them a bit isolated and not around someone with measles. But what about adults? If you're born in 1970 or earlier, you probably had the disease. It was very common in Canada. And if you were born after 1996, you got 2 shots of measles. That's what was required. The problem is people born between 1970 and 1996 may have only had a single shot for measles, and a single shot doesn't give you enough protection. So I want to encourage everybody to, first of all, look at your birthday. If you're born before 1970, you're home free. If you're born after 1996 and you were born and raised in Canada, you got immunization, you got 2 shots, you needed it to go to school. But if you're in that age group between 1970 and 1996, you better check with your doctor and you better get a second measles shot if you haven't already had it. And if you're not sure, you can go to public health, you can go to your family doctor, you can get an MMR vaccine. And if you don't need it, it doesn't matter. It won't do you any harm. So if you don't know your status, better to get a shot if you're born between 1970 and 1996.
Well, I'm taking a breath because if we ourselves aren't that age, our children and our grandchildren might be. So word of mouth is very important. I hope that everyone listened well to Dr. Brown's facts and think about the measles vaccine, MMR vaccine. Ask your children, ask your grandchildren, and definitely if you're in that age group, for sure, listen to Dr. Brown's advice. Her book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, gives us useful advice in clear language. And this is just an example of how clear the message can be. If you're interested in taking charge of your health, look for the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's available in most Canadian bookstores, or they'll order it in, on Amazon.com, and on Dr. Vivian Brown's website, drvivianbrown.com, and there's a link to mine. And if you want a signed copy to give someone, then feel free to call me and place an order at 416-504-6777. You can't go wrong when you look after yourself and you take charge of your health. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Dr. Brown, thank you for that great advice about measles. It's a timely subject, and we all need to know what the facts. So thank you.
My pleasure, Marilyn. And you know, some of us are traveling. We're more interested in traveling after being at home for a couple of years because of COVID. And other countries have higher levels of measles than we do in Canada. So depending on where you're going, you may be putting yourself or your family at risk. You really want to take this seriously.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. Anyone listening, please remember the message, MMR vaccine. If you're born after 1970 and before 1996, or you know someone who is, definitely consider the measles immunization. Thanks again, Dr. Brown, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, Smart Realty Solutions from our realtor, Sharon Parenteau. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know how much I love this week's theme of letting go. We gain so much personal power by loosing the ties that bind, whether they are emotional, relational, or in my area of interest, material. Eventually, we all will leave everything behind because, as someone famous, it's either Billy Graham or Denzel Washington, depending on your source, said, there's no U-Haul behind the hearse. If we can't take it with us, then why do we resist so vociferously letting it go now? Even things we don't use are hard to part with, because these things have taken on a larger meaning. We tell ourselves that they are essential to our well-being, compelling us to hold on to them. To illustrate, let me ask whether any of these sound familiar. I can't get rid of that because, A, I'm saving it for my kids or grandkids. B, I might need it one day. C, I spent darn good money on that. D, my great Aunt Ruby bequeathed that to me in her will. It doesn't take much to see that these stories that we tell ourselves are actually more like myths. So let's debunk that first so-called reason, I'm saving it for my kids or grandkids. My response would be to ask three of my own questions. Do they know? Do they want it? And when are they coming for it? The truth is, sadly, our kids have neither the desire nor space for our surplus stuff, even though we believe we're benefiting them by saving it. In my own case, one of my daughters moved back home after university and was helping me declutter the furnace room. She asked about a baby cradle lodged in the corner. I'm saving it for my future grandbabies, I proudly declared. What? She asked. That old stuff isn't up to today's safety code. Are you trying to kill them? Off to the donation site it went. Seriously, if you are saving stuff for family, ask them. Don't presume. Better yet, let them pick out their own favorite things among your belongings. You might be very surprised what is meaningful to them. Another myth I hear is that people are hanging on to surplus because they might need it one day. Well, that might seem like a reasonable objection. I have to ask, when was the last time you actually used it? If it's been more than a season or two, it's time to let it go. Here are the items that frequently fall into the someday category. Sporting equipment. If you can't reasonably see yourself back on that bike or skis or golf course, let it go. Hardware and power tools. Your days of finishing basements or building cottage bunkies are likely past, so why not pass along those tools to someone who will get good use out of them? How about small appliances? We all seem to collect makers, ice cream makers, bread makers, rice makers. You get the idea. Let them go. And don't get me started on clothing. An entire segment was recently done on letting go of closet clutter. Look it up on our website. People who have been taught to be good stewards of resources are afraid to be wasteful by getting rid of practical things like these. However, if you know logically that you wouldn't likely repurchase them today, I hereby give you permission to let it go. Finally, we get to this tricky business of sentimental attachment to items. Believe me, I know all about it. Before I moved, I had boxes of preschool macaroni art saved. But for what? I think it's because I felt if I threw them out, I was also losing the happy memories. Unfortunately, we can't stop children from growing up or people we love from passing on, and keeping the stuff that reminds us of them won't bring them back, especially if it's squirreled away in boxes we never open. What I did was pare it down to one box per kid, took pictures on my cell phone of the rest, and let it go. If you need help letting go, I strongly recommend you reach out to me to request your copy of The Decluttering Battle Plan or sign up for the 30-Day Decluttering Challenge. You can reach me at smartrealtysolution.com or by calling me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636. And as your downsizing realtor, these resources will help you sing a new song. Let it go, let it go.
And if we do decide to call you and learn how to let it go, how much is it going to cost us to learn how to let it go?
It's absolutely free. We never charge for our resources, and there's no obligation.
So 416-460-5636. If you're having trouble letting it go, then get over it and call Sharon Parenteau, the downsizing realtor. It won't cost you anything but time, and who knows what you'll learn to let go. 416-460-5636. Thank you for being so generous with the information and your time, Sharon. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Me too, Marilyn. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. On this Get Over It Day, we can let go of what holds us back and give up thinking of the I should haves, I could haves, and deal with what is today, the now of our life and who we are. Cheryl moved into a one-bedroom condo. She called me desperate for help to organize her clothes. When I arrived, the first thing I saw was a closet to my left with fabric sticking out from the door. Cheryl opened the door and explained that she had only two closets, the one we were at in the hall and the one in her bedroom. No room in either for my coat or anyone else's. The fabric sticking out was the organza, full skirt, and crinoline from Cheryl's 45-year-old prom dress. It took up half of her entry closet. The other half was Cheryl's wedding gown, a bridesmaid dress, her two winter jackets, and one winter coat. Cheryl felt she had to keep these garments and wouldn't let things go. I offered her a solution. Since the gowns were mementos of her past, why not create her own archive? Store them in two boxes and slide them under her bed and free up half to three quarters of her entry closet. There was an empty 2-foot wall next to Cheryl's closet. I suggested a coat rack with about 3 or 4 hooks so that guests could hang their coats and Cheryl could use it for convenience. That way, the whole hall closet was for Cheryl's clothes. The bedroom closet was crammed with clothes. Cheryl admitted they were of mixed sizes and seasons. So we followed my closet organizing instructions that are on my website, marilyns.ca, and we eliminated all the items that no longer fit Cheryl of today. We separated the spring-summer from the winter, and since Cheryl's summer clothing was mostly wash and wear, we placed them in her empty suitcase, which was lying flat on the bottom of her closet. This made room so that Cheryl's everyday clothes for this season could hang in colors neatly. We used flat velvet hangers so we maximized the precious space she had and nothing slipped off them and frustrated her. We put a couple of dark towels over her suitcase and then used it to put her shoes on so she could just see them at a glance and her suitcase was going to remain clean. Cheryl's underwear, hose, belts, and scarves were housed in drawers in her dresser. We used the surface of her dresser for her necklaces and rings. We hung her terry robe and her nightie on the back of her bathroom door with a couple of hooks. When we were done, everything had a place and Cheryl had space in her closet that she had desperately needed and wanted. 3 garbage bags of gently used clothing were at her door to donate, so it was a good circle. Cheryl won space and was organized, and her needy neighbors could have the rest. Letting go, making changes, getting over the hurdles that block us from moving forward takes effort, but it can be done. It's up to us to get over it, to access what we have in our closets, and determine what we can let go of, what we wish to keep, and then organized so that our closet space is used efficiently and houses a wardrobe that works for us. It fits all aspects of who we are today, our present body, our size, our lifestyle. Ideally, everything has a place and is easily seen and accessed. It takes work to organize a closet, but in doing so, each day we dress is uncomplicated and pleasureful, and what we reach for is ready for us to wear and enjoy. Anyone with a story to share or a question for me is welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. I'll gladly speak with you, and if you need my help, I'll counsel you. I'll be your wardrobe doctor. So don't hesitate. Do call me. I look forward to the conversation. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll continue to speak from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Back pain. In addition to doing exercises to make you stronger and more flexible in the lower back, you should also engage in regular aerobic exercise. This offers many benefits for general health and also helps prevent episodes of back pain. Certain aerobic activities are safer for your back than others. Low-risk, high-benefit activities for most people's back include biking, either stationary or moving, swimming, and walking. These low-impact exercises strengthen the erector spine and the abdominal muscles. None involve awkward or stressful actions that are detrimental to back muscles. In contrast, some activities carry a relatively high risk for back injury because they involve extensions, heavy lifting, or high-impact movements. Other unnatural motions that could induce pain include back arching, twisting while hitting a golf ball, swinging at a baseball, or rolling a bowling pin. If you want to continue with one of these sports following a back problem, then make sure you're on a proper exercise and therapy program. For a private complimentary consultation, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Back pain can be troubling. If you want proper therapy and advice, take Christine up on her offer. Give her a call and have a conversation. 416-809-4084. That's Christine, the health coach. 416-809-4084. It will take just a little time and you'll get the right advice. Thanks, Christine, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. I have some exciting news to share. This will be the first year Greater Toronto Accessibility will have a booth at the National Home Show. We are here today located in the Healthy Aging Pavilion, which is dedicated to aging in place and accessibility. We are sharing a booth with Home Stairlifts. They are the absolute best when it comes to stairlifts. They will have a demo on display, so if you're curious to see how a stairlift operates, come visit the booth. Also in our booth is Row Turner, and they will have their sit-to-stand transfer aid to see. And of course, Greater Toronto Accessibility will be at the booth. This is a great opportunity to put a face to the voice and talk renovations with me. I'll have some brochures and slides of our work so you can plan for your future. Our booth number is 4610. That's 4610. The show runs today and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. The location is at the Enercare Center. Exhibition Place. We'll also be here next week from Wednesday, March 13th to Sunday, March 17th. All those days are 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., except for Sunday, which is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So lots of opportunities to come visit us. For more information about the show, you can go to torontohomeshows.com. They'll have all their hours listed. And, of course, if you want to come down and see us, I actually have 6 free tickets available to the first 6 callers that want them. So if you are interested in coming down and seeing us and you don't want to pay the fee, call me at 647-206-6409.
So Toronto Home Show, you've got a really long show ahead of you all the way to St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. If anyone wants to speak to you, will you have your phone with you?
I'll have my phone with me at all times. So you can call me when you're there if you can't find us. Once again, 647-206-6409.
So free tickets to the Toronto Home Show if you call Daniel, the first 6 callers. And you can see him at booth 4610. I wrote that down. And it goes all the way till the 17th, 647-206-6409. You can't go wrong when you deal with someone who does it once and does it right. That's Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility. Thank you, Daniel, and we'll speak to you next week, probably from the show.
Exactly. I will talk to you from the show.
It's Let It Go Day. It's time to let go of the things in our life that hold us back. Time to let go of anger, resentment, blame, and embrace love, hope, and peace and positive things. Let's be grateful for this day and the opportunity it gives us to live lighter and happier. It's not easy to let go of things that hold us back. It's difficult to release anger, feelings of loss, betrayal, or guilt. Change is not easy, yet when we let go, we will be opening a door to an unburdened future, one full of potential with room for us to grow and achieve our goals and develop good new habits. We can let it go whatever brought us hurt and pain. We can remember the lessons taught and move on. Letting go is a skill. When we learn it, we can open up to fresh possibilities. We can be happier, more peaceful, and be able to move on. We each can learn how to let it go. Letting go is a good thing. First, we need to look forward and let go of what distressed us in the past. A broken heart, abuse, regret, anger, whatever it was, let's step ahead to a lighter day. One, we let it go, and then we have more space for a happier, brighter future. Hermann Karl Hesse wisely wrote, "Some of us think holding on makes us strong, but sometimes it is letting go." Let's not hold on to our negative baggage. Let's embrace a nutritious new future. Let's let go of whatever it was that brought us pain. Roy T. Bennett said, "Once you realize you deserve a bright future, letting go of your dark past hurts is the best choice you'll ever make." So let's let go of whatever drags us down. Let's let go of what makes us sad. Let's be happy. Let's make a choice to be brave. Let's make a choice to allow change into our life and get rid of whatever holds us back and step into a brighter tomorrow. We each can take charge of our life. We can get over the negatives that what was and get over it and move on. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here to help anyone wishing to empower themselves to make informed decisions and move to a brighter, better future. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's M-A-R-I-L-Y-N-N, as in Nancy, S.ca. Look under the heading On Radio, Sponsor Expert List, and all our previous shows are there as well. They're archived, or you're welcome to look at the podcasts on zoomerradio.ca. Then you can revisit past shows and share them if you wish.
When you have questions, know that we, all the From a Woman's Perspective team, are here for you. Or one call to me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777 will get you started. It's time now to say goodbye and thank you for today. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. Thank you to Duncan, Ian, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very, very special thank you to you for joining us. Please plan to tune in again next Saturday at 8, so when we will speak again from a woman's perspective. Have a fabulous day. Enjoy the weekend and your week. And don't hesitate to choose to let go of whatever causes you pain and holds you back. Bye until next Saturday at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. Take care, enjoy now, and choose to be happy. Let whatever pains you go.
And let go of 1 hour tonight when we turn our clocks forward. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.